Imran Khan has colluded with a loyalist speaker and a caretaker law minister to tear Pakistan's constitution to shreds, to render it redundant to his personal political design. And he has done so in what is clearly a collusive attempt with malicious intent. What Imran Khan has done has been to expose himself as being similar to the forces of status quo politics that he was against. When he was a cricketer, he exposed ball tampering as something everyone did and then denied it. Imran Khan is doing something similar at this juncture. Right now, he is exposing a conspiracy. He's just pointing at the wrong conspiracy. He's claiming that there is some foreign hand afoot, and he indirectly indicates America, which is out to topple the Pakistani government. But there is a conspiracy to topple the Pakistani government. He's just too afraid to name the real actors. The conspiracy is the same military establishment that was backing him to the hilt until a few months ago. But what we've seen in the past 4 years at least is that the military is no longer interested in an out-and-out direct takeover, and it would much rather just be pulling the strings. Ever since it has become apparent that the military establishment will not be supporting Imran Khan and it will not be bailing him out at this latest juncture, which was the latest threat being the vote of no confidence as tabled by the opposition. It was clear that there is desperation in the air. There is absolutely no scope within his power to dismiss a vote of no confidence once it has been tabled and set into motion. So the real conspiracy, that if Imran Khan was perhaps cheating, and he was cheating and ball tampering because he thought he was the best answer to Pakistan's woes, and he felt that everyone else was conspiring against him. All he needed to do at this juncture would be to tell the truth, which is that, look, I am making a joke out of the Constitution, but I'm doing so because there is a higher cause at play here. If you behave like this, if you reduce the document that at least on paper puts civilian supremacy up top, when you reduce that document yourself to a bit of a joke, it is at that point where you're making the strings that actually pull the levers of power within Pakistan. You're making them stronger, you're making them more permanent, and you're making them look better than if you were actually sovereign.